Okay, so yesterday we were talking about the discussion, the machlokes of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Pilchas Epstein, about the Hagdar of Pikuach Nefesh, that are you mechuyev to do something out of the norm? Meaning, there was a person, a chola needs food to be cooked for him. So if it's in the middle of the day, you could easily get cooked food for your neighbor, just get cooked food for the neighbor. But it's going to be a big tircha to go to your neighbor. He's sleeping. It's in the middle of the night. So whatever. So are you mechuyev to do that or no? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said you're not mechuyev to do that, and Rav Pilchas Epstein said you are. And we saw in the Masifta the article by Rav Stam that from Tor V'Das that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it's your pikuach nefesh. So you have to, but it's not the other fellow's pikuach nefesh. So if you can do it, you do it your way, in the normal way. And he doesn't have a chiv to. I mean, if you can't do it, then you come to him. This idea, and Rav Pilchas Epstein said it's equal. Everyone has the equal responsibility. So then I have a chiv to wake up and cook for him or give him the food. On page 16 and 17, we have the Torah Baal Peh. Torah Baal Peh they used to have a convention in Eretz Yisrael once a year or something, and they would have Rabbanim speak on specific inyan, different Rabbanim place. One year would be place Eretz Yisrael, one year they would talk about Pikuach Nefesh, one year they would talk about Geirus, etc. They had it in America a couple of times also. And then they would write them up. And make a sort of Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a piece here on page 16 and 17, which he discusses his shita about pikuach nefesh. He says like this on page 16: Av shehilchos Shabbos heim karor haronin atluyim b'sara v'gami nin zeh shanu donim bo chamor mod b'kol mokam nir lani as daiti v'gami pikuach nefesh kevan she'amar Torah v'chay b'hem v'lo she'yamus b'hem. In other words, b'chay b'hem is a broader heter. In other words, b'kuach nefesh it says b'chay b'hem. So therefore, when it comes to b'kuach nefesh, so if it's d'chuya, maybe you have to do it al yidei shinoi, or if there's a goy right there. But even if it's d'chuya, since it says b'chay b'hem, you're not m'chuyav to do something that is a big tircha. You know, there's a famous Tosfos in Psachim, in the second parak, in the sugya of Lo Efshar V'Kamachavi. In other words, are you allowed to go in a path where you're going to get hana from the smell of Avodah Zarah? So if it's Lo Efshar V'Lo Kamachavi, meaning it's impossible to go a different way, and you're not mechaving, so then it's okay. But what do you mean it's lo efshar? Of course it's efshar. Anything's efshar. So Tosfos writes, lo efshar means that it's going to be a big tircha is called lo efshar. Because everything's efshar. Everything's efshar. You know, if you really want something, it's efshar. But lo efshar means that it's a big tircha. So he says like this. So whenever it's a big tircha, you don't have to do that big tircha. And if something is mutter for pikuach nefesh, even though you can get out of it by doing this big tircha, you're not mechuyev. he gives you examples. Lito mehocha tischayv kol isha muberes and echneses chod shachi der yona. Let's say a woman is on the ninth month, right? So does she have to rent? And say she has a hospital in right somewhere in the city, and then there's a hotel right across the street. So she's mechuyev to pay the money, so she should stay in the hotel across the street. So when she goes into labor tomorrow, she'll just walk across the street. Mechuyev to do such a thing instead of causing some other way of getting there. So he says, no, he's not mechuyev. The Yosef called a Shabbos because they lamai chil Shabbos. Regam al sofik yisur chayovim vazveis mammon. Right, the tovay v'imi atzma aniyav yitzchayv v'achayim vazveis was just to collect money for that. So he says he doesn't think you'd have to do such a thing. He says, v'masha omru v'beresh lachem gol shom atidros v'avlei Shabbos v'yosh eizah ma'amish v'ikar adin. He says, "Gam lo shamanu misha osu." Now he writes, "Gam lo shamanu misha osu lo lotzum biyom ekipurim she ischayv lohotzi mamon avur hazanu melachotin." In other words, it costs money to get an IV. I don't know how to get a set you up with an IV. So you mean to say everyone who is sick and has to eat on Yom Kippur, they mechuyev to spend the money on, and usually we say that you shouldn't buy it at a lav. You have to spend all your money. Call home beso, that you shouldn't violate a law. So you mean to say every time a woman needs to eat on Yom Kippur, so they have to put themselves into an IV, so they shouldn't eat? So he doesn't think there's such a thing like that. He says, "Michomokom roim shalo hitzriku chachamim lemebe tatsdiki." He says, you don't have, in other words, obviously, we tell you, you don't, like I always tell me them, they shouldn't drive to the hospital, just get an Uber, get a cab. Because that's something that's not a big tircha. Just call the car service. San Juan, 927, 7900. Now they're premium call. Now you just call then today, Uber, everyone has an Uber. Everyone's Uber, that's, no big tircha with an Uber. One second, Uber for an Uber, yeah. So get an Uber. Get an Uber. It's no big deal. So then you should do that. But if you have to do chveis, you have to go and spend money to get a hotel so you could be right by the place. So you should, they shouldn't. So he says he doesn't think so. He says, what's the vort? Because he thinks the vort is, since there's a pasuk of a chai bohem, so that gives you a heter, that you don't have to go to that. Chai bohem says, it's docha Shabbos, either hutra or dhuya. He's saying, even if it's dhuya, he doesn't think, dhuya, you should do something in Bashino if you can, something not a big thing, but if it's a lot of money or it's a big tircha, getting an IV, and that's a big tircha, to have to go get an IV. And to spend the money for a hotel, it's also a big tircha. So he thinks those things, since there's a gzeres hakasa v'chai b'hem, that you're not mechuyev, so you're not mechuyev to put an IV in. In other words, we were talking about till now that maybe an IV, you're not getting hanaz goron, and therefore you don't have full yishuv hadas, so therefore that's why you're not mechuyev. He's just saying, even if it would, you're not mechuyev to find the kuntz to get out of Chil Shabbos if it's something that's complicated or expensive but something, I always tell guys, they shouldn't drive their wife to the hospital, on Shabbos for a baby. Just get the cab, get the Uber, because that's not a tatsdiki. That's not a right. You don't have to arrange. Right. Exactly. I used to tell one time one of my talmidim asked me, "What about her mother? Her mother wants to come along in the camp." I said, "What do you need her mother for? You come along." But then I changed my mind. Why? because what happened was they didn't listen to me. Sometimes it's good that they didn't listen. They didn't listen, and her mother came along in the cab, and then she went into labor in the cab, and the mother delivered the baby in the cab. So after that story, I said, anyone who wants to bring their mother-in-law in the cab can bring their mother-in-law in the cab. And that was a story. It's a true story. It happened with one of my... Yeah. You mean it depends how difficult? You mean if you have like Baruch Hashem, on my floor in the building, we have some very, very nice non-Jews who are fabulous and will help. Those have been at our Shabbos table. I've seen the nice people we have on our floor who are always helping in time of need. We used to even have an older lady on our floor before she would leave her apartment on Shabbos. She would knock on our door and say, I'm leaving now, do you need anything, you know, before I leave? And then this lady is not she lives in Florida now, but we had other people, so it's a very good thing. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. Last three lines. Mikol mokom shani hachad usi v'chai bohem. Tach shachayovim vaday levaz vez mamon. Vigam lasos kol minei tatzdiki. Kidei levroch b'yosem v'komish. Right? You have to lishmor. In other words, you have to try to avoid being in a situation where you can't keep Shabbos. Mikol mokom eze chayich l'chol l'sheyish bo sakhana. But chol l'sheyish bo sakhana. When do you chol l'sheyish bo sakhana? Chil Shabbos mitzvah gdola. V'lo chas v'shalom aveira. If it's Xeris HaMalchus, it's a different story. You can avoid Xeris HaMalchus to not live in a certain place, then you should. But if it's a Pikuach Nefesh situation, then by all means, you could be Mechalel Shabbos. And again, you try to, it might, but if it's something that's a Tircha Gedola, then Shlomo Zalman says you're not Mechuyev. Rav Pinchas Epstein says no, because it's his pikuach nefesh of one person is not only his shayla pikuach nefesh, it's everybody's shayla pikuach nefesh, and then you mechuyev to get him involved because it's his pikuach nefesh also. Okay, I think the pashas should be like Rav Shlomo Zalman. I would think. There's another interesting tshuva, page 18, that Rav Moshe has. This shuv is written to Harav Agoin Rav Shmuel Tuvia Stern. You know who that is, Rav Osei? This is Rabbi Tibor Stern. You heard of him? No. Yeah. He was the Rav of what? No. Tower 41. Oh, very good. He was the... You know, I always wanted to have a grandmother that lived in Tower 41. So when I got married... I married into a family that her grandmother lived in Tower 41. Yeah, Tower 41 is an apartment building, a tall apartment building on 41st Street in Miami Beach that a lot of elderly people live. Now you have a lot of young couples that get their apartments from the grandparents, and a lot of young couples live in. So he was a very big Talmud Chacham, Rev. He was also. He was a very big Talmud Chacham of Tibor Stern, of Shmuel Tuvia Stern. He once came here. He had a notebook from the Machtzis HaShekel. The Machtzis HaShekel is a parish in the Mogen Avram. And he had a Ksav Yad from the Machtzis HaShekel, and he wanted to donate it to the library. So Mrs. Pearl Berger used to be the head of the library, so she told me I should come to the thing, so I went. Yeah, he was Hungarian, he said, he was a big time, he had a lot of svarim from him, Chuvas, Shavit, a very independent person. So this is about, Bez Hashem, it might come up when you, Bez Hashem, you have children, our first child came up, whether you can induce labor. induced labor. And sometimes the child is overdue. So sometimes the doctors, they have this, like the woman is losing fluid, so they want to induce labor, you know. So that's what happened. My oldest son, it was already overdue. My wife was losing, so they said we should come in and they're going to induce. And that's what they did. It was like a 24-hour labor, you know, because you have to induce. So, you know, you're starting from scratch, you know. My youngest son, we were almost there. It was like a 25-minute labor. It was a 25-hour labor. It's a big difference. And sometimes, as someone points out, the doctor just wants you to do it because they're going on vacation. They want you to, so they want to be able to just deliver the baby so they can go on their vacation. So there's a question about what does halacha say about inducing labor. What would be the problem? So Rav Moshe says that Rav Moshe has a whole thing that maybe you're putting your he's saying that Maisa. He writes here on page 19 at the top. So as if the Rofim say that it's a sakana to wait, then obviously you should induce. But then he says on the third line, on the left side, page 19, delay the mizmana b'derech hanashim lo nechshel sakana klal. The meyachas she came bar Hashem Yisbach as a olam she yifru v'yirbu b'vaday bar she yeh lebracha v'lo l'sakhanu. And this is a chiddush. He's saying that the labor is teva olam. So it's not, so he says, so obviously it's not a sakhanu. I don't know. The question whether today maybe, but in the old days people, you know, would die in childbirth. It's not so. But that's what he says. Which he's saying is far. If the Torah tells us that there's a chiyuv to have children, there must be a sakana. And certainly, women aren't even chayiv in pruruvu, so they should be put into a situation to have children, and it's a sakana for them. They're not even chayiv. El tzarich lo mishe aim is a sakana klal. He says that's maybe those women who were mechuyev onesh. In other words, it's a chiddush. He's saying that those women, They may sue b'shas leidosim because they were nisim maybe in one of these things. But he wants to say that the haftacha that we have that the leida will go smooth is of a normal leida. Hashem says, I call the shots. You follow me, there won't be a problem. You decide that you want to make the labor earlier. That's you. You do it at your own risk. Because if you follow me, I'll take you through it, unless you violated nida kala hodlakas haner, and then you did it, these averus, and then that's why nashim meisas b'shas leidosam. So that's what Rav Moshe says. That page 19. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Bamei Madlikim. Hasholosh averus nashim meisas b'shas leidosam. So we did chala. I gave shirim with chala, right? So we can and nida and hadlakas neiros. We also gave shirim with that. So we're all covered. So everyone should be fine. Wow. Mele nichnas on the sakana delayed. Shulei avtachas Hashem Yisbarach Arizach sakana. So he says that it's aser. Unless, like Rabbi Tuchman said over from Rabbi Reuven Feinstein, if you have a medical issue, that's a difference. But just to do it, it's not so simple. Okay, but then he says like this. Then in the next paragraph, Mashakotsev quote, now he's saying something that Rabbi Stern said to Rabbi Moshe. In other words, he's saying, if you really would, you were allowed to induce, so then it should be a chiv to induce, so you should never give birth on Shabbos. That's what Rav Tuvia Stern was saying to Rav Moshe. Because he wants to bring a raya that you're not allowed to induce. Because if you were allowed to induce, it would be a chiv to induce, so you should never have a chil Shabbos. So what do you see from here? So it must be that you're not allowed to induce. That's what the raya that he wanted to bring. So Rav Moshe says no. He doesn't think it's a good raya. But he has died the ain't a raya. Levad shes b'man gemar v'harbe meyo shonim achak aloi ashayach takbulos ta yoledes tisha ino yoledes no mekutoim v'yan deifo kolom azman. He says, first of all, in the olden days, you wouldn't be able to do this, premature labor. Women could, you know, give birth in 8 months. So that's what he's saying. Even if it would be allowed to have induced labor, Rav Moshe says the Torah never requires to do tachbulos neger hateva, to avoid chil Shabbos. To avoid chil Shabbos. You're not mechuyev it. And to avoid, as we said, to avoid pikuach nefesh. It's v'chai behem. So you don't have to do tachbulos neger hateva, to do shalom v'chil Shabbos. Afim hayazemuter nogezel chamadvorim v'adirhu boruk, etc. So he says, that even if you would be allowed to induce labor, he says, but you wouldn't, as the Torah doesn't say, yeah, of course, whenever we don't try to chal Shabbos, we don't have to. So who says you have to? Just induce. Induce your wife. You gotta reduce. So Rav Moshe says there's no such thing like that. In other words, there's a din that you can pikuach nefesh, don't chal Shabbos. So therefore, you don't say, I'll try to get out of it. If there's an easy thing, yeah, get out of it. Don't drive the car, get an Uber. Yeah. Why do you have to drive the car? Just get an Uber. Just Uber. Even before Ubers, you know. Just call 212-927-7900. You know. San Juan, you should know, used to be where on the corner of 186th and Amsterdam. There used to be a car service there. That's where it used to be for many years. Then they moved down. And then they changed their name, Premium. So simple things, okay, in a chanami, but tachbulos means you have to really dray, you know. You're not mechuyev. Just like, similar to Rav Shlomo Zalman. You're not mechuyev. For Bikuach Nefesh, she says you're not mechuyev to do things that are a big tircha. So you don't have to rent a hotel across the street from the hospital and pay who knows how per night. And you're not mechuyev. And Rav Moshe says you're not mechuyev, even if it would be allowed to induce, you're not mechuyev to induce. You do things natural and it's mutter, chai b'hem. Yeah, so for the regular doctor, that means, like we're talking about Reuven Feinstein, that means there's a medical issue. like my first son, it was a medical issue. My wife was losing fluid. So, what's a psychotic? Then for sure. Right, exactly. Right. Then with the second pregnancy with my daughter Esti, we also were going to induce. We had she was also overdue. We had a scheduled appointment to induce. And that morning, she went into labor naturally. So she preempted the, Yeah, you don't have to go against Teva, but...
That's more, that's definitely like a misdemeanor, but I don't know if he would hold that.
You don't want to know whether he would hold the same thing as Shlomo. I was putting them together. You're saying, maybe not.
I mean, he does say the thing, the other things like this, maybe that's what he's referring to.
Right. Right. What are you saying, that what?
The ideas of the common form, okay, I don't know if he means that the game also is the same
person here. Right. Yeah, okay, so that's Yisod. Then, Moshe Sternbruch has another idea here about eating in Yom Kippur here, Modim Zmanim, on page 14. He says, here, "Uvizichroni shayitzim talmid chacham echad chola." He says, "I remember I was with a certain talmid chacham who was sick. Harofi tiva she'ein lo lisanus." So the doctor said he shouldn't be fasting. Nak yishtel kopana. He should drink a couple of times during the day. Tischakim hachoyle v'darsh davkim erofi she'ir aru bo al kopanim ezedav amar. He said, you should put something and make the drink bitter. So it'll be shalo kederach. Okay, according to the Shagas Aryeh, it's still chai, but we, Pashas, we don't assume like the Shagas Aryeh. So shalo kederach will make it into a derabanan. It's comes a post in every melim ocho kederach achila. Right? That's the against the Shagas Aryeh. Harofa hiskim she cholim la'arav davar mari macholim misakesh b'kach. That is, if the chol is a stubborn guy, and you know he's a real frummer, and he's gonna drive the doctor crazy, so the doctor gave in. He says, you want me to put something? I'll put it. Shigam shows a man lo yistakin. The rots a davka lemeber hachim. Ani as daiti says Rav Sternbruch nira l'chor boros she'enu mechuyev b'kach. He says, because once you have a chol sheyesh bo sakana, so then it's mutter. Then you're not mechuyev to shoyin lo l'shtos ein tzorach l'shanos l'shtos mar sheyesh bo sashin and have a klach hayad. You're not mechuyev to do that. Again, if it's something very subtle, something, you know, one thing, but to make it bitter, you're not mechuyev. And even according to the Ramah that says that if you do the shinoi on Shabbos and if it's not going to take, in other words, you'll press the button with your elbow, so it won't take any longer, take a second longer. See, on Shabbos maybe you could do a shinoi because the result is going to be the same. It's just a din in the action. But in Yom Kippur, where it could be a result in the, not only the action, but in the outcome, so you're not mechuyev. You can drink the darko. Get a middle posture. Then he says, Ashi Samizid, the Hadayim Mechayav Lahavir be Yom Kippur, Olcha Lachola, Derek Srikos. Just like we're not mechuyev to make somebody have an IV. same idea. Now, in the footnote here, he quotes something from Rav Yisrael Salanter. We're going to see a whole discussion. There was a magefa in his time, so it was a sakana to fast. So everyone had to eat, drink, whatever they needed to do. So Rav Yisrael Salanter said that before Yom Kippur, this is what he said to everybody: you should make a neder that you won't get hanah from a kezias. Every kezias of food is osur to you. So what do you gain by that? So you have an instant neder on the food. Then when Yom Kippur comes by, what are we going to say? Ain iser, chalal iser. Yeah, but what is that going to help? You still have the iser neder. So he says like this: no, but what you'll do now is you'll eat chatzis shir. Now, if you hold like the shittas, there's no din chatzis shir by the Nedarim and Shavuos, because chatzis shir is the Torah made an iser, and now there's an iser chatzis shir. But if you made the iser, and you made the iser only the shir sholem, then there's no, according to some Rishonim, there's no din chatzis shir by the Nedarim and Shavuos. Well, so he says an unbelievable chak. Rav Yisrael Salanter said, say you're not going to eat, every kezias of food is osur to you. In a second. And then when Yom Kippur comes, it won't be chal. It's Yom Kippur. But now you'll eat, then what? A chatzi kezias, which is no din of chatzi shir. And the issur of Yom Kippur wasn't chal, because ain issur chal al issur. So b'meila, you'll be good. Oh, so 1 second. Malkein lochal yisi yom kippur al neder, shor lecho lechatchila. He put his kizayis, he was saying, yisi chas yisir yom kippur, which I feel yochal kishir, and yisi yom kippur shalochal al yisi neder, v'su ein bepochas yisir, yisi chas yisir, yikoch neder, and yisi chas yisir, shalosh arsa lechilas kizayis. Wow. No, it's not going to be an yisir kolol, because why? Because you're answering all the food with the neder. So then Yom Kippur's not going to be chal. And then what? So the Yom Kippur's not chal. And then you can eat a chatzi. And since Yom Kippur's not chal on a kezayis, there's no isur chatzi shir when there's no isur shir. The chatzi shir is an extension of the isur shir. So there's no isur shir, so there's no isur chatzi shir. And in the Darim, so there's an Issa Neder, but there's no Chatzis Shir Neder. So then you're going to eat the Chatzis Shir, and you won't violate the Neder, and then Yom Kippur is not Chal, so there's no Yom Kippur, and there's no Chatzis Shir of Yom Kippur. So you have a great Chak. So Yisrael Salanter, you know, came up with this unbelievable Chak that people can eat on Yom Kippur. They'll eat Chatzis Shir, and they'll eat the whole day. They won't have any, they'll be pachas, and they won't even have a problem of Yom Kippur. And he says, "Kain the drushes hagon hanifla bal tiferes Yaakov, Mivarsha." Who wrote the tiferes Yaakov? Rav Yaakov. Yaakov Gesundheit, right? It's the same one, the tiferes Yaakov. Yaakov Gesundheit. Move a shenok, came base call your post from Lucina to Zoo. So we don't find the postkim to say to do such a thing. So why not? Because you're not mechuyev to do. In other words, here it's interesting, because here, like Rabbi Kobe was saying, here it's not a big tircha, right? Here, that's the difference between what we were saying before with Rav Shlomo Zalman, with tircha versus tachbula. This is tachbula, but it's not a tircha. But the tachbula is a simple thing. You make a neder, takes a second. So why don't we do that? So he says, you're not mechuyif to do tachbulos. But then he says that maybe not. He says, Omnam ha'ikir nira l'chara shanu halom ha'misvar shalosh shayach b'zeh b'chalal din einisur chal alisur ha'fil ha'im edvalik she einisur chal alisur l'chal ha'shnir klal ha'in edavki ben avail al trefo al eivir menachayik adol b'chach adir zu l'chal ha'al isur ha'nisha alom b'shah ha'ticha sheba olam ha'fil eishus ish ha'chos ish ha'isun Nisha Bishar Krovim, Mimelo Achisar and Rakam Tzir. So, Akad, you name it, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, Chal Al Isser Yom Kippur Klal, but Vatel Me'alav, Isser Nedel, Gami Isser Yom Kippur, Shal Yochol Allah. Isser Vatel Isser Lo Amrina. So what is he saying? What's he saying? In other words, when you have like an issa nevela and then it's trefa, so ein issa chal al issa, because the nevela was chal, so the trefa is not chal, right? But the issa trefa is still chal in the rest of the trefa in the world. For you, it's just on this piece, it's not chal. But in here, Yom Kippur, you're eradicating Yom Kippur for yourself, because you're. So it says maybe there's no such thing. Maybe if it's only ein eser chal al iser, is if from this chaticha, then we say ein eser chal al iser. But if as a result you're taking away the whole iser, then maybe there's no such thing as saying this or chal isser to take away the whole isser. So this is mevatel isser lo amrini. You mevatel the whole isser. Hey, melech Shabbos, lo amrini isser chal isser. Shelo chal chal isser Shabbos. As the Shabbos. What if you take a shvur or neder not to do malach on Shabbos, so with that would mevatel the whole Shabbos from you. That's another question. Maybe it's in Yisrael this is only a din in onshin, it's not a din. Okay, but that's the same yisod. In other words, the same question. Are you a mikuv to do things that are not regular, shalom kederach hateva? Like, are you mechuyev to make something mar? Are you mechuyev to? So I would think that it's totally on how much of. I always like to toast as a psachim that it's something that's very minute, and do it, even though it's not, you know. But if it's something that's a big tircha, something like that, then you're not mechuyev to do. But any, because it's like a low efshar. But something that's very simple to do. Now, so neder is very simple to do. So the answer is, there's other terutzim for the neder question. Like he writes that ein iser chal al iser, according to many, just means there's no onish on the second, but it's still aser. So, yeah.
Why are we
needing
to say that
it doesn't apply? Why does it? Rishonim, let's say that. The main sugya is here in Yuma. And then there were a couple of more tshuvas here in about intravenous. The Tzitz Eliezer also was against intravenous on Yom Kippur here on page 11. Because he also thought it could cause other problems. Then he quotes the Marsham that you don't have. If he's not going to get proper nourishment, so then you like to be ma'ana him for no reason, and don't maybe show him and all these things. So he's not a believer of that. And again, but when it's a shailah pikuach nefesh, so that's what Shlomo Zalman says. So even if it's dechuya, and dechuya means you should do a shinui, do this, but that's maybe when it's a very simple thing to do. But when it's a whole big to do, then that would be mutter. So you're not mechuyev. So like Shlomo Zalman said, you're not mechuyev to wake up your neighbor. You have this guy's sick, so now you take care of him. If you need means you have to cook. To go, you can go wake in the neighbor. It's a big tircha. It's a big, you know, mechuyev to do that. You chiv mikuach nefesh on him. He doesn't even know about it. The neighbor is sleeping. He doesn't even know about it. So certainly he doesn't have a chiv mikuach nefesh. He doesn't even know about it. And you know, mechuyev to. So if it's the middle of the day and it's easy to do. If you can do it, but if not, you.
Is there a problem with the neder, the bass? Not really.
Yeah. Not really. Yeah, but and that's what Moshe's thing about even if inducing labor would be mutter, you're not mechuyev to do something that's out of the ordinary. Again, this is a big thing to induce. You have to go to the hospital. It's a whole thing. It's not just a simple matter that you can just do it at home in a second. You know, so that's a big thing. So that's considered not a tachbula. That's not normal. And there's a truva here from the Malamed Lowell. Also, he's not permitting these things. And that's the Machaz Avraham, the broader Rav, was just talking about the idea of Hanas Me'ayim, which also needs Hanas Garam. So Mustafa to. Okay, so these are the discussions here of Shaloka Derech, and to what degree. And even Rav Sternberg said, even to make it a little bitter, he thought that, there was one could argue with the different types of cases. You don't have to put all the cases together. Like, we had the Nether case, we had the intravenous case, we had the, sleeping near the, different. In other words, you don't have to say all the takulas are equal. That some can be very simple, in a panami you should do it. Not all the takulas are the same. It all goes back to that choices. That low efshar doesn't mean low efshar. It means low efshar without tircha. Everything's efshar, right, in the world. You really want it's efshar. But if you don't want it, then you can always find an excuse. That's the word I like to say over the Chasam Sofer and the Drasha. We say, Al Chetcha Chatanu Fanecha Ba'odas Uverotzen. So he said, this I remember, I was once in Bar Pop, the day after Yom Kippur. I was in Bar Pop the day after Yom Kippur. You know, Harari or whatever, he met Rav Shlomo Kalbach. So one year I met Rabbi Parnas. So he was saying that he was when he was popping up cakes, so that he was flaring. What does it mean? You have to pop off cake for onus. So he was flaring his onus in my severe. It's not a mess, you know, the whole shiloh he was flaring. When he was, you know, thinking about that paycheck, so the Chasam Sofer says a good word. It's not the Parsha Trap, but it's a good Musar. He says that I understand you clapping al kei for rotzon, you didn't have aver rotzon, but why do you have to clap al kei for onus? He says, you know, because some people in life, they don't want to do things. They should be doing it, but they don't want to do it, and they do it because it doesn't look nice. Like if I don't do this, people will say, you know, I have to do it. I don't really want to do it. But I'm wishing there could be like a snowstorm tomorrow. And then, you know, I don't want to do it anyway. So this way, you know, I have a good excuse. Now I don't. So he has a rutzon for the onus. So he's popping off Kate from wanting to have an onus and be able to get out of it. Okay, chakatan of the onus. That's the Chasam Sofer as well.
Yeah, you always said that it's like an onus. That you want to say that the fact that you did not bear it was an onus is not a
Yeah. Okay, everyone, a couple of things. Tomorrow, every once in a while, we have a pizza lunch. A free pizza lunch. So tomorrow we're going to have a pizza lunch. At 12 o'clock after morning Seder in room 108, about pizza, and that will be the lunch. Pizza, soda, lunch. And we'll have Dvar Torah, we'll have Q&A, we'll sing a little, we'll bench, you know, and then we'll have Shir. So pizza lunch, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Well, yeah, we got the pizza. Okay, we'll dive into it in a couple of minutes.
Okay. We got the Nida. We got the Nida.